for some reason, I only heard for that new phone, how many spots do you have open? So the phone itself on the phone itself has 10 slots. One of them used for line one. I'm probably going to shuffle it and add line two. Line one will be all HOIP. Line two will be outside dialing, and I want to get that figured out. And I got to get an account set up for that because I do want to be able to dial outside of the HOIP world. But so that will have 8 extensions on the phone plus the 2 lines. And then the sidecar, I think it has 16 per side. So you could do 16 on, like if you look at the pictures of the sidecar, it has a number one and a number two. I think it's 16 on number one and 16 on number two, so that'd be 32 plus 8. I think that's 40 lines, but I did order another sidecar, and that should be here hopefully this week. But yeah, that's been a lot of fun. It's really interesting, and I'm kind of hoping that what I'd like to do is host both versions of that firmware and the provisioning, so that whether you have a SPA 525G or the CP 8000 series, it should work for the whole series. Then it will auto provision from our website. So we basically just boot up the phone, go in the admin portal, type in the website info, and probably username and password, and then the phone will update its own firmware, and it will download all of the baseline configuration for everybody's numbers and extensions and busy light fields and different settings that I've put in there that I think would be helpful to have on people's phones, like there's a PoE setting that, and surprisingly, I would have thought the phone would have just automatically figured it out, but when you have a sidecar on, you have to flip a setting so that it uses the full power, maximum power. Otherwise, the phone will say it doesn't have enough power to, supply to the